Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Radio WRVA, joined now by Mike Mayo, mike-mayo.com, to talk about new video releases, which is our Tuesday tradition. But Mike, first of all, good morning. We missed you on Friday. So let's dive right in by talking about the weekend's big hit, Toy Story 4.
Yeah, let's do that, because it is far and away the best thing that's out there right now. I really like this movie, and it's funny, when I saw that it was coming out, I went back and took a look at my old review of the first Toy Story that came out, and at the time, that was, what, 95, something like that, I didn't get it. I was just not used to computer animation, wasn't something I'd seen. To me, it had no warmth to it at all, and boy, was I ever wrong about that. At least by now, you know, they've really got this. It is one of the best ways to tell that kind of story there is. And what we've got here is a really good story that continues with the developments that have come through Toy Story 2 and 3. And this was kind of a road trip kind of movie. And the highlight of it is in the second half, the action moves into a little amusement park, a little traveling amusement park, and right next door to it is a kind of a secondhand store. And the animation inside the secondhand store is just astonishing. It is some of the best I've ever seen. The characters are really interesting. The story just does everything you want it to, and it's not just re-going over the same ground that the first ones did. This is a solid development from the others, and it's funny, it did really well over the weekend. A lot of people are saying that it didn't meet expectations. Well, phooey on them. This is just a really good movie. It is one that I think adults will like just as much as kids. It's a PG rating. There's nothing objectionable in it at all. A little bit of sort of scary stuff, but I think even the smallest kids will appreciate it. This is one of Disney's best, and I urge everyone to see it. And I urge everyone not to see the new Dumbo, the remake of Dumbo that is coming out on DVD today. Go back and look at the original again. It is, again, one of Disney's best. It came out in, what, 41, I believe. And it is a short cartoon. It's only a little over an hour long. It does everything right. It made me cry when I saw it when I was a little kid, and it will make me cry again if I go and watch it again this evening. The new Dumbo will not make me cry, other than just wondering why I'm watching this, because it is kind of mixes live action with the animatronic CGI effects that they can do so well now. It's kind of a dark story. Danny DeVito is the carnival owner, and then he's bought out by Michael Keaton. There's a lot of other stuff going on. It's kind of a dark look to it. I just did not like this movie at all. That is, it's just me. I love the original so much. There was nothing they could have done here that would have made me want to see this movie. And so if there's anything good to say about it, I'm afraid you're not going to hear it from me.
Okay, Mike, I think you need to really kind of draw yourself out. I need to know what you really think about this.
I know. Okay. I'm sorry about that. But let me also mention there's another movie that's coming out today on a re-release, a Blu-ray re-release, and that is The Illusionist from 1996, I believe, with Edward Norton and Jessica Biel and Paul Giamatti. This is a terrific little story. It's kind of a fairy tale set in turn of the 20th century Vienna about a magician and a beautiful princess, an evil prince, and this policeman who's the prince's enforcer. It's slow. It has a real fairy tale like quality to it. Wonderful score by Philip Glass, and just a really romantic, slow-moving, but very tricky movie. It's not the kind of thing that's to everyone's taste, but if this sounds intriguing to you and you've missed it, I strongly recommend it. I think you'll really be pleased with it. It's old-fashioned in the best kind of way, and again, I just can't recommend it strongly enough for the right audience. It's not for everyone. The original Dumbo and Toy Story 4, they are for everyone.
Okay, well, thank you so much for the insight. Sorry we missed you on Friday, and John will talk to you this coming Friday.
Take care.
Okay, that's Mike Mayo, mike-mayo.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.